You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at an 8-race card this evening at Dundalk. Yes, yet again, another Dundalk card on a Wednesday evening, which is becoming the theme as well as the Friday traditional nights as well. So a bonus for us here this evening.
Race 1.
We kick off the action in the 5.25 with the Filly's Maiden over 7 furlongs. And the standard bearer here, without shadow of a doubt, is Hello Bridget from the Michael O'Callaghan stable. This filly by Kodiak made her debut in what turned out to be a very strongly run and keenly contested Leopardstown Maiden, won by Aidan O'Brien Sirocki. And if the time figure is anything to go by, then this filly, who got beat 4 lengths, certainly ran it to a very decent standard. She chased the leaders throughout the early stages and kept on quite well once headed late on. Back in the field was a horse called House Call from the Jessica Harrington stable, the first horse to come out of that race. And that horse franked the form with a tremendous run at Nace over the weekend, finishing second to stable companion. So already the signs are that that race at Leopardstown is going to work out really well. And providing there's nothing lurking here from the unrace category, I've seen there's a bit of money for Palavria this morning, then Hello Bridget hopefully should be good enough to put experience to good use in that first race.
Race 2.
On to the second race then, the 5.55, once again another two-year-old affair. And Dark Clover sets a standard here following several good placed efforts, including a good run here the last day behind Coco Hula Baby. And if running up to that kind of level, then clearly this one's going to be quite difficult to beat. But there are several each-way alternatives, and they're all pretty much of a muchness, really. The likes of Turnkey, Trophy Doll, and Summer's Dream down the bottom have all run to a similar standard. So it's about pulling the wheat from the chaff. Out of those, I'd probably go with Turnkey. This colt by Kate Blanco, I thought, caught the eye most noticeably last time out behind a horse of John Ox's called Knight of Power, in quite a decent little maiden. And that was certainly a marked step up on that first run when not handling the ground at Nace. Traditionally, Charles O'Brien's horses come forward with more racing. And one would imagine this horse would be certainly up to finishing in the first two or three here in a race of this nature, based on what he's done so far today. So Turnkey, the each-way choice there in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to the third race then, 6.25, first of the handicaps. This comes up over 7 furlongs, and this looks an intriguing affair with the rematch of Koretska and Silk Cravat. Of course, these two locked horns 36 days ago, and it was Claire Cannon's charge, Koretska, that came out on top on that occasion. I thought winning with a good beaten hand on that occasion, and certainly backed up the view that this horse is in tremendous form, because somehow this horse managed to win over 6 furlongs the time before at Leytown, a distance way short of this horse's best. In fact, most of this mare's best form is over a mile, so that has to be some kind of feather in her cap. Oshino, of course, gets on with this mare really well. He's in the saddle, of course, the apprentice of the season. And she's got a real handy turn of foot, this horse, and I always like horses here with a little bit of a decisive extra component to their makeup here at Dundalk. Sometimes you just get the one-pace gallopers ploughing up the straight, but she has got a nice change of gear, and hopefully that might just turn the advantage in her favour. And certainly at the prices this morning, 5-1, she looks a decent each-way bet there in the third.
Race 4.
On to the 6.25 then, and once again we get another rematch on our hands here as Indian Tomahawk and Koi Big lock horns again after their encounter here 12 days ago, in which Indian Tomahawk come out on top. Richard O'Brien's charge certainly wasn't winning out of turn. because he went into that contest off the back of a really good run 2 weeks prior to that when he finished third behind Jessamine. And that was over a mile and a quarter, which just slightly stretched his stamina. So a strongly run mile, which he got on that occasion because the time figure suggested that, certainly played into his strengths. And given that he actually challenged up the inside of the track as well, the slowest part of the course, I thought that was an upgradable performance. He could do it with a better draw here tonight in stall 12, but to be fair, his main market rival, Kooibig, is drawn outside him in 13, so he's certainly no worse off than his main market rival. So Indian Tomahawk, around about 4-1, solid each way choice there in race 4.
Race 5.
On to race 5 then, the 7.25. And this is the first of the mile and a quarter races here this evening. I'm going to take a chance with Nimitz again. He's been a regular here on this podcast and I'm probably following over a cliff unnecessarily, but I do think there's a little bit of juice in this horse. He just travels so well in his race. I really do like him. I'm certainly going to prepare to give him another chance over a mile and a quarter, and Connections feel that as well. He absolutely cruised into the lead here back on the 27th of October when he looked as though he was going to win a mile a minute. But in hindsight, probably Declan McDonough, if he'd had a chance to ride the race again, might have just delayed his tactics and held on to him a little bit longer, because it's a long way home having hit in the front 3 furlongs out here at Dundalk. And he succumbed to one or two of the deep closers. Hopefully tonight he would have learnt his lesson, Declan, and just hold on to him and give him a chance to see out the trip and pounce a little bit later on. But nothing will go better than this horse in the race. He'll be on the bridle all the way through until, like I say, push comes to shove in the last furlong or so. Either way, he represents decent each way value. It's hard really not to see him being there or thereabouts around about the 4-1 mark there in race 5.
Race number 6.
On to the 7.55, not a particularly strong race here. This looks a straight match between Clear Skies and Vienna Circle. And I'm prepared to give Mickey Halford's Vienna Circle another go here off the back of a decent run here behind Gilded Reflection in Handicap Company several weeks ago. She was a little bit awkward from leaving the gate, and that unfortunately rendered her chances I won't say useless, but it certainly made life difficult for us getting back into the contest. But you've got to be impressed by the way she battled her way back into contention to finish a never nearer third. Hopefully with a bit much cleaner break with this smaller field here tonight in the hands of Pat Smullen, she'd be more competitive from an early stage. And barring Clear Skies, as I said, this race doesn't look as though it has any great strength in depth. So she's the choice there.
Race 7.
On to the 8.25, and it's Division 1 of the mile and a quarter handicap. And I'm quite keen here on Pat Flynn's Sleepyhead to take the step up in trip quite clearly in his stride. He's certainly going the right way, and on the evidence of what we saw here the last day, he was quite impressive when he came from a long, long way back to end up running down his prey in the latter stages. It certainly suggested that the extra 2 furlongs wouldn't be any bother. Indeed, he actually ran quite well the time before on really bad ground over mile 1 on the turf at Tipperary, when it also stamina was very much his keen component. So Sleepyhead there, decent and solid choice at the top end of the market in the 8.25.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, the Division 2 of that mile and a quarter handicap. And once again, Ben Rumson flies the flag for favourite backers in the final race, as he did here 7 days ago. And he came up trumps completing the hat-trick and giving Colin Keane a hat-trick as well. The duo obviously gel really well. Colin knows how to ride this horse. He rides him with an utmost amount of confidence, pretty much akin to how he's riding at the moment. He has got confidence running through his veins, and this horse definitely needs that because he is a hold-up performer who needs a little bit of luck in running. But he's got a nice turn of foot at the end of his races, and I don't think the handicap has caught up with him yet. It doesn't look as though there's anything lurking in the bushes to pounce and ambush him here quality-wise. So hopefully if Ben Runton gets a lovely run through round the inside from still one, he'll prove very difficult to beat there in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join us again in 2 days' time on the 10th when we're previewing Friday's traditional Dundalk card. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.